I suppose it is strange for a rural-based TD to be speaking on this bill, as it mainly will apply to Dublin and the cities around the country and will have an unlikely impact on rural areas at this stage anyway. So, but as a TD in this House, we all have an input into decisions that are made for the whole of Ireland. And the ending of the strategic housing development planning arrangement is to be welcomed, and there's no doubt about that right across the House. It has been welcomed tonight. But the question is, what has it been replaced with as well? I think it's very important. And the Department has said that the strategic housing development arrangements were to speed up the planning process for large-scale housing developments on land already zoned. But it seems to be clear from the contributions here today that it did not seem to lead to any extra delivery of houses, but does seem to have created a market in the flipping of sites. And we really have to get to the point that the political process stops seeing developers as a solution to the problems, because that's really not the case. So developers are about maximising profit, and that's what they use the process for. One of the major objections that had been to the way that developments were decided was the lack of a way for communities to get into the process at an early enough stage to have their views heard. The committee report in relation to this bill is a good document and highlights a lot of the problems that there are with this bill. The section around community involvement, I think, is telling in relation to the attitude of the department in relation to the community views. The department, noting that community consultation should be taking place at the development plan stage, shows a complete lack of understanding in relation to development, I would say. Maybe in an ideal world, that should be the case, but planning applications deal in a lot greater detail than a county development plan with a particular site. As the report says, in practice, for many local communities, planning issues only become a reality when they are faced with a planning application. And there is, of course, the idea that development plans are basically aspirational, and it is hard at times to get people interested in them. So it is only when an application is made that the reality hits of a development, and then people start to focus on the actual development itself. Interestingly as well, someone said earlier today that most applications are for variations on plans, as developers use the planning system to get planning permission for their land and increase its value. So in that case, if the community be heavily involved in the county development plan prospect, they wouldn't even be aware of these applications as well. So they would need to be looked at, and the community involvement would have to be there. I think that it is right, committee states, that it would be of significant benefit to both planning applicants and local communities if the proposed legislation contained a requirement for a certain level of public consultation to be incorporated into the pre-planning consultant stage. I think it is interesting that the committee referenced that it would be of use to the applicant as well, that would take place, because ultimately I believe that the whole system would be improved by the addition of the community to a formal consultation stage at the pre-planning stage. It would actually mean that eventually, with having proper consultation in place, the process could be shortened and applications could move on without a problem as well. So I will be submitting amendments to the committee stage to have proper community involvement in the planning process that would meet the requirements of the Act and ensure that communities will have these developments in them that can be part of the process, because that's vitally important, that they are in part of the process and that they are included. And if we achieve that through this legislation, that will be something in itself.